Are you blind when you're born?
Can you see in the dark?
Can you look at a king?
Would you sit on his throne?
Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark?
Are you cock of the walk
when you're walking alone?
Because Jellicles are and Jellicles do, Jellicles do and Jellicles would, Jellicles would and Jellicles can, Jellicles can and Jellicles do.
When you fall on your head, do you land on your feet?
Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air?
Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street?
Do you know how to go to the Heaviside Layer?
Because Jellicles can, and Jellicles do, Jellicles do, and Jellicles can, Jellicles can, and Jellicles do, Jellicles do, and Jellicles can, Jellicles can, and Jellicles do.
Can you ride on a broomstick to places far distant?
Familiar with candle, with book and with bell.
Were you Whittington's friend?
The Pied Piper's assistant.
Have you been an alumnus of heaven and hell?
Are you mean like a minx?
Are you lean like a lynx? Are you keen to be seen when you're smelling a rat?
Were you there when the pharaohs commissioned the Sphinx?
If you were and you are, you're a Jellicle cat. Jellicle sons of Jellicle cats. Jellicle sons of Jellicle cats. Jellicle sons of Jellicle cats.
There's a man over there with a look of surprise, as much as to say, well now, how about that? Do I actually see with my own very eyes a man who's not heard of a Jellicle Cat? What's a Jellicle Cat? What's a Jellicle Cat? What's a Jellicle Cat?
The naming of cats is a difficult matter. It isn't just one of your holiday games. You may think at first I'm as mad as a hatter when I tell you a cat must have three different names. First of all, there's a name that the family you say, such as Peter, Augustus, Alonzo or James, such as Victor or Jonathan, George or Gilbane, all of them sensible, everyday names. There are fancier names, if you think they sound sweeter, some for the gentlemen, some for the dames, such as Plato, Admetus, Electra, Demeter. But all of them sensible, everyday names.
But I tell you, a cat needs a name that's particular, a name that's peculiar and more dignified. Else how can he keep up his tail perpendicular, or spread out his whiskers, or cherish his pride? Of names of this kind, I can give you a quorum, such as Monkeystrap, Quaxo, or Corycopat, such as Bombalurina, or else Jellylorum, names that never belong to more than one cat. But above and beyond, there's still one name left over, and that is the name that you never will guess. The name that no human research can discover, but the cat himself knows, and will never confess. When you notice a cat in profound meditation, the reason I tell you is always the same. His mind is engaged in a rapt contemplation of a thought. Of a thought. Of a thought. Of his name. His ineffable.
Come one, come all. The Jellicle moon is
shining bright. Jellicles come to the Jellicle Hall. Jellicle cats come out tonight. Jellicles come to the Jellicle Ball.
Jellicle cats meet once a year at the Jellicle Ball, where we all rejoice, and the Jellicle leader will soon appear and make what is known as the Jellicle Choice. When old Deuteronomy, just before dawn, through a silence you feel you could cut with a knife, announces the cat who can now be reborn and come back to a different Jellicle life. For waiting up there is the Heaviside Lair, full of wonders one Jellicle only will see. And Jellicles ask, because Jellicles dare, who will it be?
Who will it be?
Gumby cat in mind. Her name is Jenny Any Dots. Her coat is of the tabby kind, with tiger stripes and leopard spots. All day she sits beneath the stair, or on the steps, or on the mat. She sits and sits and sits and sits, and that's what makes a Gumby cat. That's what makes a Gumby cat.
But when the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby cat's work is but hardly begun. When all the family's in bed and asleep, she tucks up her skirts to the basement to creep. She's deeply concerned with the ways of the mice. Their behavior's not good and their manner's not nice. So when she has got them lined up on the matting, she teaches them music, crocheting and catting.
I have a Gumby cat in mind. Her name is Jenny Any Dots. The curtain cord she likes to wind and tie it into sailor knots. She sits upon the windowsill or anything that's smooth and flat. She sits and sits and sits and sits, and that's what makes a Gumby cat. That's what makes a Gumby cat.
But when the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby cat's work is but hardly begun. She thinks that the cockroaches just need employment to prevent them from
idle and wanton destroyment.
So she's born from the lot of disorderly louts, a troop of undisciplined, helpful boy scouts,
with a purpose in life and a good deed to do.
And she's even created a Beatles tattoo.
Thank you.
ears.
If you offer me a pheasant, I'd rather have grouse. If you put me in a house, I would much prefer a flat. If you put me in a flat, then I'd rather have a house. If you set me on a mouse, then I only want a rat. If you set me on a rat, then I'd rather choose a mouse. And there isn't any call for me to shout it,
for he will do.
Anything about, ooh, I howled it.
The rum-tum tugger is a terrible bore.
Oh, when you let me in, then I want to go out. I'm always on the wrong side of every door. And as soon as I get home, then I like to get about. I like to lie in a bureau drawer. But I'm in such a fuss if I can't get out.
The rum-tum tugger is a curious cat.
And there isn't any use for you to doubt it.
For he will do as he do.
And there's no doing anything about. Ooh, wow, ooh, wow. Ways are a matter of heavy. Now if you offer me fish, then I always want a feast. And if there isn't any fish, then I want to eat a rabbit. If you offer me cream, then I sniff and sneer. Only like what I find for myself. No. So you catch me in a ride up to my ears, and you put it away on a lot of shit. Like a horrible for me to spout it.
For he will do as he do.
There's no doing anything about.
like a grin. You see the border of the coat is torn and stained with sand, and you see the corner of her eye twist like a crooked pin.
Isabella the Glamour Cat.